Hello, KRWC listeners, and hello, Wright County, and welcome to the Work Right radio program here on KRWC. On Work Right, we discuss jobs, careers, and advancement opportunities. And as always, we celebrate the great quality of life that you can have by living and working here in the Wright County area. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Tim Zipoy. I'm with the Monticello Career Force Center. I'm with Central Minnesota Jobs and Training Services, and as always, you'll hear me say I consider it my great fortune to be the host of Work Right Radio, where we talk about first jobs, next jobs, and last jobs, offer up ideas on how to start, change, and advance that career of yours, and maybe give you some resources and information and some hope and inspiration along the way, too. That's what we like to do here on Work Right, and I've got a couple of questions to get us started here on this March 18th. I wonder if you're looking for a new job, or maybe you know somebody that is or should be. I wonder if you leave the Wright County area for your job every day and always ask the question, do you want to save some time and money and maybe have a better quality of life? If you've answered yes to any of those questions, you certainly have tuned into the right program to get all the help and information you need to start your new Wright County job real soon. And again, it's March 18th. Very excited to be with you today. And as always, I make effort to bring some good information to the table as we all want to know more about jobs and careers here in Wright County. And again, I've got a good program put together for us, I think, and got a good lineup. Let's start with a discussion of the 19th annual upcoming Central Minnesota Job Fair. It's our 19th annual here in Wright County. This one's going to be on March 27th from 2 to 6 at the Monticello High School. We talked a little bit last week with my guest, Kelly Garrod. She works with Minnesota's Department of Employment and Economic Development, and we reviewed some of what this event is all about, a little bit about its history, and how a person can be successful at that event, too. And I kind of want to continue on with that theme. I'm excited to announce that we've got now over 55 employers that are registered, and I expect there are going to be some more to come. And I think, too, now would be a good time to give some thanks to our event sponsors and partners, starting with KRWC here. Thank you to Joel Carlson and his team for being longtime supporters and partners of that career fair, a job fair. And thank you to Tim Matthews for giving a great voice to this year's promotion. And again, he talks about the fact that KRWC will be broadcasting live from that event too. So very thankful to KRWC for longtime partnership with that event. Other partners include Minnesota's Department of Employment and Economic Development, or DEED, and thank you to the Wright County Economic Development Partnership as well, along with Central Minnesota Jobs and Training. So what I want to do, I think, is talk a little bit about some of these companies that are going to be there, and then also talk a little bit about how you can prepare to shine your brightest and do your absolute best at a job fair like that. So maybe would like to state the case for why would you want to think about going to a job fair anyway. Of course, maybe kind of a gimme in the sense that you are maybe looking for a new job, or maybe you're wanting to shorten your commute, lessen your time on the road, maybe work closer to home. These are great reasons. And also I think about the fact that in the day and age that we live in job search, I tell you what, it's getting maybe harder and harder to find these in-person sorts of opportunities. And that's certainly what a job fair is all about, is that making that personal connection and understanding more about career opportunities and helping business and industry understand more about yourself and what you can bring to the table too. And I think, again, it's a great opportunity to make some FaceTime, some good connections, and some networking, and move beyond those online applications and move beyond those what are called automated applicant tracking systems, all necessary components of a job search in today's day and age. But why not think about coming to a job fair as well and being in person at something like that? It's Wednesday, March 27th, and it's not so far off. It's 2 to 6 there at the Monticello High School. And, of course, thank you to the high school for offering your venue, too, for this event. It's a central location, and we just find it to be a great place to host our event. So, again, we're talking about our 19th annual Central Minnesota Job Fair happening Wednesday, March 27th from 2 to 6. Kind of excited, then. We've got a good group of companies coming, really a diverse group of companies coming, representing careers in manufacturing and in skilled trades, agriculture, construction, retail, education. We've got some transportation companies, healthcare, social services, and also there are we've got public services coming. We've got military services as well. Now we can find full-time jobs at that job fair, part-time jobs, and summertime jobs as well. A good place to find more information about the 19th annual Central Minnesota Job Fair would be to go to the Wright County County Economic Development Partnerships website. And that website is www.wrightpartnership.org. Wright Partnership, and that's like Wright County, W-R-I-G-H-T, wrightpartnership.org. And you can click onto the events tab and learn now more about these companies that are coming. And of course, as far as job fair preparation goes, it's a very good idea to go to that website and to learn more about those companies that are there and to identify some of those that you might be interested in talking to and go ahead and do a little research on them. Get into their website, learn more about who they are, what they do, what they make, and the kinds of careers that they're offering. It's a great way to be prepared, and we'll talk more about that here on Work Right today as well. As I mentioned, I've got about 55 companies that are currently signed up, and I thought about reading off that whole list to you here on Work Right today, but I thought, boy, better make some better use of time in the sense that all of that information is available there at rightpartnership.org. Easy to find that. But what I thought I'd do is pull out some highlights from the registration form that some of those businesses complete, where they're telling us about their companies, but more specifically about who they are and the kinds of positions that they're looking to fill. So I did a little bit of selection in preparation for today's Work Right, and I've got maybe a small handful of companies that I wanted to share with you a little bit more about the information that they're putting in our directory and things that you can learn more about them. So I'm going to start reading off just a few of these using some of their language as well. I'm going to start with CentraCare. Our information says, find your purpose at CentraCare. We change lives and improve health through rewarding opportunities that inspire you to be your best. We employ about 11,000 healthcare business and support professionals in Central and West Central Minnesota. Now that's CentraCare, and of course they have a presence here in Wright County, certainly in Monticello, and it could be a great chance to join the CentraCare team at our upcoming job fair. Along the healthcare side of things, we've also got Parkview and Lake Ridge. They're located in Buffalo. They provide housing and healthcare for aging adults. Their senior living campuses are a part of the Cassia community. Cassia is a faith-based nonprofit organization with over 200 years of experience caring for those in need. Now, they're currently looking for CNAs, nurses, dietary aides, cooks, housekeepers, and care attendants, and many of their positions are entry-level with training provided. And certainly, we've had Parkview on Work Right Radio in the past, and just always so happy to have them on, and the fact that they offer free paid CNA training for those interested in starting a career in healthcare. Certainly you can talk with Parkview and Lake Ridge at the upcoming job fair too. Happy to announce that we've got True Friends coming. True Friends is looking to hire extraordinary individuals for summer and year-round positions, from food service to direct care, and every position at True Friends works together to support their mission of providing adventures and experiences for individuals with disabilities. That's True Friends, kind of out there in the Annandale area. On a different note, we've got some retailers coming to include Monticello and Buffalo Walmart stores. They're currently looking for full-time, part-time associates to join their team. All of their shifts are available with starting wages of $16 to $18 an hour. Walmart offers a comprehensive benefits package, which includes a 401k match up to 6% after a year, a stock ownership plan, free college tuition plans, and much more. Now, that's Walmart, both in Monticello and in Buffalo, if you're looking for that sort of opportunity as well. Again, along the lines of retail, we've got Home Depot coming, and again, a great opportunity to provide quality service to customers here in the county, and they have some really good opportunities as well. Shifting a little bit, I've got Harvest Bank coming. Harvest Bank, and I'll read to you just a little bit of the information they gave us. It says, tired of being just a number? Are you looking for career advancement, not just a job? Are excellent pay and benefits important to you? Harvest Bank is a third-generation family-owned community bank in central Minnesota, doing our best to live under the motto, local banking is better. They have an immediate customer service representative opening and many more opportunities coming up. They seek long-term hires who seek their or share their passion for great local customer service. Now, that's Harvest Bank, and perhaps you're looking to get into the financial industry. That could be just the opportunity that you're looking for. We've got Loving Hands Transportation. They are hiring safe drivers for full and part-time driving opportunities, and they will also be offering on-the-spot interviews for fun and rewarding careers with Loving Hands Transportation here in the Wright County area. We've got some really good Wright County area manufacturers coming to include Trelleborg. They're in Delano, Litchfield, and Plymouth. They're hiring production, clean room leads, customer service, engineering, automation, tooling, and more. We've also got Tolomatic coming. Tolomatic, they're looking to hire machinists, machine operators, production associates, material associates, and others as well. Also along the lines of manufacturing, we've got world-class landscape structures coming. They're looking for people that are looking to step into a career or new work in the production and manufacturing field. They're a 100% employee-owned company that builds playgrounds all around the world. And again, that's landscape structures. So folks, I'm telling you what, we've got plenty of jobs coming, a lot of those in manufacturing, healthcare, transportation, and others. And I always like to remind us when we're talking about manufacturing, boy, Wright County is home to so many manufacturers, metals, woods, plastics, foods, medical, aerospace, defense, and just so much more. And remember, too, long gone is dark, dirty, dangerous in manufacturing. And here to stay is clean, safe, well-lit facilities laden with innovation and automation. And of course, there are needs on the production floor. But as always, there are front of the house jobs in sales and engineering, back of the house things in logistics. Logistics and so much more. So certainly a good opportunity to talk to some world-class leading manufacturers that are here in the Wright County area. Should mention also in Delano, we've got Industrial Louvers coming. They design and build louvers, sunshades, and more in a clean, well-lit environment. They're looking to fill a variety of shifts. They got some opportunities on their first shift that runs Monday to Friday, 6 to 2:30, and a second shift that goes Monday through Thursday, 2:30 to 1. They've got opportunities in sawing, forming, machining, assembly, welding, painting and packaging, drafting and project management. Lots of good opportunities. You're listening to Work Right Radio here on KRWC. My name's Tim Zipoy. Wanting to remind you then about that Monticello Career Force Center. It would be a good opportunity for you to think about getting your resume together in preparation for that job fair. We certainly can help you with that, can help you get your elevator speech together. Maybe it's that short sort of an interview kind of a comment where you can tell very briefly about yourself, who you are, the strengths that you have, and what it is that you can bring to a potential new employer. We'll call that an elevator speech. It's a great way to be prepared for a job fair. And those are some of the things that you can do there at the Monticello Career Force Center. We're at 406 East 7th Street. 406 East 7th Street in Monticello. We're there for you Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. All of the services there are free, never a fee, and we certainly want to be a part of your career success story. You often hear me mention, of course, that there are other partners at the Career Force Center, to include my own Central Minnesota Jobs and Training Services, where we do just that. We help business and industry find, train, and keep great people, and we help people find, train, and keep great jobs. And remember, too, there at the Career Force Center, we've got veteran services available. We've got vocational rehabilitation services there, along with a world-class adult basic education lab. Lots of good reasons to think about swinging by the Monticello Career Force Center. We certainly want to be, again, a part of your career success story. Kind of jumping back into some of the positions or some of the companies that are going to be at this upcoming job fair happening Wednesday, March 27th, 2 to 6 at the Monticello High School. We've got Coburn's coming. They're hiring for a variety of full and part-time career opportunities at, they've got several locations in Wright County. Certainly, I don't have to drive very far to get to a Coburn's, and that could be your next job there as well. We'd be happy to tell you more about them. Another good one that I'm really happy to have coming would be Sunny Days Therapy. Their pediatric therapy company is steadfast in prioritizing excellent benefits, job satisfaction, and a flexible work approach. If you're someone with curiosity and creativity and ready to navigate both small and large challenges and eager to inquire extensively while uncovering numerous solutions, they warmly invite you to connect with them at the job fair. They're looking for speech-language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, medical administrative assistants, and human resource assistants. Now, that's Sunny Days Therapy here in the Wright County area. I know that they've got a newer facility in Monticello. Could be a great place for you and your next job as well. I've got Kids Haven coming. Of course, now that's a child care facility. They're looking for caregivers, both full-time, part-time, and summer work. The work involves direct coordination with the lead and assistant teachers, and their caregivers assist in all areas of toddler-child development to include cognitive, social, emotional, and physical skills. And again, the candidates will assist the teachers, including correspondence with parents, preparing materials, and setting up daily activities. Could be just the thing you're looking for, and that's Kids Haven right here in Wright County. I've got the United States Postal Service coming. They're hiring in retail and delivery and processing and skilled maintenance. I've got Vision Transportation coming. They support school districts by providing reliable, caring, and safe transportation. They embrace a family-friendly workplace, and they're hiring for school bus drivers, bus drivers for trips and events, van drivers. A good opportunity to join the team there. This is just a few of the list of the companies, of the 55 of them that I have coming to the 19th Annual Central Minnesota Job Fair. Again, that's Wednesday, March 27, from 2 to 6 there at the Monticello High School. Street address is 5225 School Boulevard. Now, I've got lots of signs out in the area. You'll see advertising in print in area newspapers, and certainly here on KRWC, you hear more about that one as well. Lots of good ways to find out more information. And remember, you can check out who's coming to the job fair at www.wrightpartnership.org. That's wrightpartnership.org, and click on the events tab, and you'll learn more about that. Now, remember, I said it would be also a good time to prepare yourself for this job fair. And quickly, some tips on how to do that would be, again, to research those companies, have that resume of yours ready to go, develop and refine your elevator speech, that short little comment about yourself and those things that you can bring to the table. Make yourself some good opportunities to make some in-person connections, some networking, get some job information, certainly get some follow-up information as well, so that you can contact and follow up with some of these companies that you made some initial acquaintance with at the job fair. And always, very simply said, it's always good to look good, feel good, and smell good for a job fair. So sleep well, dress well, and present yourself well. And we'd be happy to talk more about those things there at the Career Force Center at 406 East 7th Street. And give us a call at 763-271-3700. Going to shift gears just a little bit. I wanted to share some other information with you. Now, remember, not all of the jobs in the Wright County area are going to be represented at the Career Fair. We've got lots of room for more folks, but that's not the only place you can find work. And I know that, for example, today in preparation for Work Right Radio, I was looking at things like the city of Buffalo, for example. Hats off to the city of Buffalo and all other cities, I think, really in Wright County that do a good job posting their job opportunities. And on Work Right today, I thought I should share a little bit about, for example, here in the city of Buffalo, some of the positions that they're looking to fill. Some of them are seasonal, some of them are year-round, some of them are part-time, some of them are full-time. So, for example, in the city of Buffalo, they've got an athletic field maintenance worker position. It's a seasonal position that's open. Buffalo Wine and Spirits is looking to hire a part-time clerk. The community center in Buffalo is looking for a seasonal assistant. They've got an electric line worker intern position. It's a seasonal position. There's also some general parks maintenance positions, a help desk technology position, a lead park pavilion assistant, a meter reader position. So just so many different opportunities to work in cities in Buffalo, or cities in Wright County, like those that are listed here at the city of Buffalo too. I was on another website called Indeed. Indeed is another good place to find work here in the Wright County area, and I found a couple of them that I thought I should give a little push or a little shout on here on Work Right today too. I found that A1 Marine in Annandale, for example, A1 Marine, they've got an outside yard position posted, paying $18 to $22 an hour. It's a full-time position. They're looking for a motivated yard laborer for installing docks and lifts. They use a barge for most jobs to reduce the strain on their employees. And when you're not installing docks and lifts, you'll be delivering or picking up pontoon boats and shrink wrapping in the fall. And in the summer, you'll be working around the shop to maintain the yard. That's an outside 100 yard position at A1 Marine in Annandale. Seasonal kinds of things. I try to do my best on Work Right to share just a really wide variety of jobs and careers that are available here in Wright County. And again, we're just very rich with them. I found another one I could pass on to you on Work Right today too. I know that Tuffy's Treat Company in Annandale, or rather in Delano, they're a pet food manufacturing company. They've got a variety of positions in production and manufacturing, as well as some machine maintenance kind of positions. They've got some full-time general labor, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you can find more about those kind of jobs on that website called Indeed. I found another couple of them I want to mention on Work Right today as well. I found that Carlsberger Foods in Monticello, they've got a full-time route sales position open. Maple Lake Lumber has got a full-time local CDL driver. I know that I'm rambling them off really quickly here on Work Right, but ultimately trying to wet your whistle, maybe get you to write things down, but ultimately, remember, you can always give me a call at the Career Force Center, 763-271-3700, and I'd always be happy to circle back with you and share more information about those jobs and opportunities that you're hearing here on Work Right Radio today. I know that Corner Home Medical here in Buffalo, they're looking for a medical customer service representative. I know that Aspen Dental in Monticello, they've got an oral surgeon dental assistant position open that's offering $30 to $35 an hour, a nice paid position. Don't take those skills years out of Wright County. They need you right here at Aspen Dental in Monticello, and they'd love to be talking to you. There's a company called Sauna 360 in Cokato, been around a long time, maybe running under some different names throughout the years. They're looking for woodworkers. They've got an inside sales and order processor position. There's Sauna 360 in Cokato. If you're looking for work in the Annandale area, I know that the EA Swing Company, it's a food manufacturing company, kind of, I think, a premier food manufacturer, provider of sandwiches and the like that you might find in convenience stores, gas stations, and the like. They're looking for packagers and machine operators along with machine maintenance folks. That's EA Sween in Annandale. And they certainly offer a really competitive start wage of $19 an hour for their full-time positions as well. Folks, you're listening to Work Right Radio here on KRWC. My name's Tim Zipaway. I sure appreciate your listening, and I hope that you're making some plans on that calendar years to come over to the Monticello High School. Then on Wednesday, March 27th from 2 to 6, you'll find your next job. Maybe it's your first job. Maybe it's your last job. Lots of good reasons to stop by. You'll be hearing more about the upcoming job fair next week here on Work Right. I'll have some further guests online and share with you a little bit more on some strategies on how to be successful on Work Right Radio, or rather at the job fair here on Work Right Radio. Remember, too, I wanted to mention that if you're looking for work, we can help you. Check out that the state's job bank called MinnesotaWorks.net. I was on there today in preparation for Work Right, and I found that there were 359 fresh job postings posted in the last 2 weeks on MinnesotaWorks.net. It's MinnesotaWorks.net. Lots of good fresh job leads for here in the Wright County area. It's a very easy tool to use, and certainly we can help you with those things as well there at the Career Force Center Monticello, 406 East 7th Street. Give us a call at 763-271-3700. For those of you in business and industry in Wright County, remember that the Career Force Center is there for you as well. I mentioned that we can help you find, train, and keep great workers. I've got a great HR group that I can help you connect with. If you are in HR, why not consider partnering up with a group of local practitioners where we park our competition at the door? And really, it's all about raising the waterline for everybody on matters of HR. If you're in business and looking to do some training, we've got something called on-the-job training for your new hires, where we can do some partial wage reimbursement to help offset your investments in new hire and new talent onboarding and upskilling. And we've also got something called incumbent worker training monies, whereby we can help you train and maintain and upskill your current staff. Lots of good reasons to think about the Career Force Center. No matter if you are a job seeker or if you are a business person, we can help you with those first, next, last jobs and help you with those next great hires. Thank you for listening to Work Right Radio. My name is Tim Zipaway, and a reminder then about our Wednesday, March 27th job fair happening 2 to 6 at the Monticello High School. That's Work Right Radio for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Work Right Radio, what's your next move?